Hello,
Hi.
this is Lenny. Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, okay. I was looking for Jason Shepherd. Is that your first and last name?
Yes.
Okay, Jason, my name is Len. Sterile score may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. I believe you still receive your mail at 14429 Eagles Island, code Kindness Valley, Virginia 20155, correct?
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. I am calling you from Credence Resource Management. I am a debt collector. This is an attempt to collect a debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose. The call is in regards to your DirecTV account. It has a final closing bill of $658.54, and we would like to know your intention regarding this bill. So how would you like to pay this bill?
Yes. Someone did say last week, no, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Can you say someone called you about this bill last week?
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
Len Styrell, that's my first and last name.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, yeah, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Well, I would like to know how would you like to pay this bill, so. I see that we did have a conversation last week, right? Only the name was confirmed and disconnected. The call was disconnected. We cannot disclose any information without confirming the name and the address. As per the last conversation that we had, okay,
I'm sorry,
only the
I,
name
I,
was confirmed.
I didn't quite catch you, there. What was that again?
Okay, so as per the last previous conversation, only the name was confirmed and the call got disconnected. Without confirming the name and the address, we cannot disclose any information to anybody else. And you say that your eldest daughter will be talking to us about this bill?
Again?
Can you hear me clearly?
Could you say that again, please?
I was asking, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, so as per the last conversation, only the name, we did try to proceed the call, but only the name was confirmed and the call got disconnected. All right?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
I am with Credence Resource Management, sir.
Well, you know, Here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens. You know, but that really hurt, and sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Okay, I understand your concern. I believe the last conversation that you have, it must be for a different bill, maybe, or for a different company, but I can see that we did not have a complete conversation last week, and we have called you today to let to know your intention, how you would like to resolve this account. I understand that you want us to speak to your daughter, but we cannot disclose to her, or we cannot speak to her since this account is not under her name. So how would you like to pay this bill? May I know that, sir?
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
I was saying we're gonna talk to your daughter about this bill. This bill is under your name, sir.
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
I'm so sorry, I couldn't get you. Can you repeat that for me?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on. Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying?